And welcome to the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. This is episode 53. I'm Ricky. I'm here with the homies Dame and Darius. Say what up, Dame and Darius.
What up, Dame and Darius?
Foe now.
And we have a gang member in the house tonight. Normally he doesn't say things like on phone now, but I guess we are representing Court and Dem. Even though it's only three of us, I guess we got to get a fourth person. But
a fourth person is here in spirit.
Don't worry about it. You don't need a body.
Well, fuck it. He's two niggas and he's skinny. But yeah, how you niggas doing today?
I'm good, man. You know, kind of worn out a little bit, but you know what I mean.
Were you dodging bitches and bullets?
Nah, I was dropping people off at the airport.
Oh, you got the house cleared. Hey, nigga, you want to throw a house party? I got two tiers and a bucket. Fuck it. Let's the streets.
Fuck it.
Hey, nigga, don't say that on here, nigga. I live in a dangerous place, nigga. Niggas will run down on me, nigga. You crazy?
Oh, well, nigga, you got that new AK you were showing me?
Hey, Darius, that nigga Ricky, hey, did you clean that new gun you just bought?
That buff was out, yeah. Right out the box. Well, I'm like, damn, dang.
That shit was nice. I'm like, damn, game, you kind of wild, nigga. What you need 16 grenades for, nigga? You living in your neighborhood safe enough. And Dame was like, nigga, you ain't never got enough grenades. I was like, sure you right.
That nigga Ricky was like, damn, Dame, why did you booby trap every entrance in your house like a Home Alone movie, nigga? What's going on, nigga? I was like, listen, nigga, they got to go.
Hey, yo, on some real shit, if I would have been at Home Alone and I would have caught Kevin, I would have fucked that little nigga up. I would have tied him up. I would have pushed him all of his shit. That little boy was wild. And the niggas hit them in the head with a paint bucket. Nigga, you ever just to stub your toe on the fucking end of a table? That shit hurt.
I hit him like 2 days ago, nigga. That shit still hurt.
That shit hurt like your soul. It's like a piece of your soul is just like bruised when that shit happened. It's like you feel that shit like on the tip of your hair or some shit, nigga. It's like, oh my god, what the fuck?
Nigga, your whole body hurt. It's like that. I hit my toe and my back hurt. This shit about to kill.
Oh, nigga, you got that AD curse. That nigga rolled his ankle and said he was on his shoulder.
That nigga Darius went to the mechanic and he thought he needed an oil change. He walked out of that bitch, had to buy a whole new motor.
Right?
For real.
Dead ass, but other than that, how you doing, Darius?
Oh, I'm good, man. You know, I had a rough week, then I got a haircut. No, a haircut does a lot for a man, you know.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Made my whole... We're moving on to the next segment because y'all niggas ain't gonna tell me about some fucking hair. No, and damn well, I ain't even got a hairline. Like, how great it is to walk around with a nice crispy one. I hate Jalen Rose. I need to be getting on TV. He'd be like, hey, Rick, look at me styling on you. And I'd be like, fuck you, Jalen Rose. Your nice haircut, have a motherfucking 90 degree angle. I'm sorry. I was kidding. Go ahead, Darius.
That nigga should be crispy.
That nigga should be fuego, nigga.
I don't know what that means, but I agree. That should be fuego. That sounds like a good term.
I thought fuego meant fire.
It does.
I don't know. I know caliente. Ain't that fire? Like for Spanish? Caliente. Or is that hot?
No, wait, fuego means fire. Yeah.
Caliente means hot.
Hot.
Oh, well, I can't be saying that because I can't. I don't want to be saying that. So I'm talking about the Jordan Rose.
That nigga Ricky said Jalen Rose haircut is muy caliente.
Hell no, I do not want niggas walking around talking about, oh, this nigga's a Santa Fe chicken sandwich.
Hell no.
Oh, shit. We're not doing that.
That nigga Ricky said, oh, never mind, nigga.
No, we're not doing that. I can't have that on my rep. Oh, I'm not a Santa Fe chicken sandwich.
You said it's a Mexican hot. They were like, well, hold on, nigga.
All right, so that haircut's fugo or whatever the fuck he's
fuego.
Yeah, fuego. Yeah. Ooh, this is not going good for you, boy.
How you doing, Ricky?
I'm pretty fucked up right now. I went from a barbecue chicken sandwich to a Santa Fe chicken sandwich. So, yeah, that ain't good. But a salad in Tampico, goddamn, life has got rough for a Friday. 37 years old, and I'm a Tampico juice.
Well, that ain't no good, bro.
It ain't no good, nigga. I'm trying to turn back to apple juice. This shit ain't right. I'm really fucked up right now. But, yeah. Well, guys, as you see, everybody's energetic today, and we're ready to start the show. With that being said, we were going to try introducing a new segment. This new segment is called Today in Hip Hop. Today is not technically Today in Hip Hop. We're going to be talking about two albums that came out within the past week in the history of hip hop. The two target albums being the Jadakiss album, Kiss of Death, and Darius's favorite rap group of all time. Thanks. Which is Bone Thugs and Harmony. And Darius, what was the name of that album? Because I keep
his favorite group ain't the Migos.
Fuck out of here. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony. And the album is named Creeping on the Cover.
Darius, how do you feel about the name Bone Thugs and Harmony? That's a weird ass name when you really think about it.
Yo, dog, we're gonna be honest. Can we just be honest for a second, Ricky?
What's that?
Can we be honest?
Yeah.
That sounds like a gay porn name.
All right, so I'm not getting shot by Busy Bones because I watched the video with him with Charlamagne Tha God, and they was talking about how one of them accidentally shot the other while they were on their way to rob the house.
Crazy Bone. Yeah, Crazy Bone shot Wishbone in the leg with a gauge. Yeah, that
happened. Dave, you ever been shot? Because, you know, I haven't.
I mean, come on, man.
That was way before the pause era. Guys were securing the
masculinity. I can't even. Darius, I can't even get my joke out, dog. That should sound like a hood gay orgy or something.
Do you look up hood gay orgies, Dave? How you know the names of them?
Listen,
called Blow.
Listen,
it's a group. It's a group. They call it.
I understand that they're your people.
And they rap in harmony, like, and sing in harmony.
So, I understand that they're your people, but they Bone Thugs and they be in harmony, nigga. Fuck did you talk about? But all right, we could get off of that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you cool, because I was curious of what Darius always thought of the name. I always thought it was, like, a really weird name. I didn't quite get it. I know they, like, named herself after, like, Bones. I don't really understand that. And seeing that he's the fucking super
But you know, Bones, you know, you see how they make songs about Ouija and death and shit. You should be able to relate with the Bones, you know, come in it.
And the harmony is just because they be harmonizing?
Yeah, and they thugs.
That make a lot, really, that make a lot of sense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you know, they talk about the Ouija boards and the death and all that. That's where the Bones come from. They thugs and they harmonize.
Nigga, I ain't never seen Bones and Ouija boards connected other than this rock.
It's just a death. There's a death thing. I get that. I definitely get that connection.
Yeah, but that nigga's name is Wishbone. And there's a funny bone, a lazy bone, and all that other shit. So I didn't really.
The nigga said there's a funny bone.
No, I'm talking about like actual human anatomy. Oh, man, they're going to fuck us all.
Darius ain't getting fucked up, nigga. Darius going to be watching. Like, yeah, get them niggas.
Well, Darius got phoning them in his corner, so that's a whole different story.
Hey, that nigga Darius gonna be watching us get fucked up, bumping Mo Murder.
You damn Skippy. Oh,
but yeah,
you with me?
Actually, I think the intro for this particular album is probably like one of the best intros that I've heard. Like, it period. Is. It's really, really dope. They set the ambience for it really, really well. Because I remember as a kid when they came out, it was like they were taboo. Parents and people were outraged because it was like, yo, you can't talk about this type of shit. And me being a kid, you want to get exposed to all the shit your parents tell you not to do. So I thought this was one of the like dopest intros I've ever heard. Even today when I was like reminiscing on it while like trying to rehear it so we could talk about it on the show. It was like, yo, this shit is really, really dope. They set the tone. Unlike the Jadakiss album, which I guess we can talk about, you know, after this. That shit, that intro for that shit made me confused. Like, but yeah.
Yeah. But that Creeping on the Come Up album, I hope, was a special place for me because Duncan Ruggish Bone is a song that got me in love with hip hop, with that song. And really? That album was the first album I ever purchased by myself. I went to the store and bought that. And that listening to that album, me listening back to it, just brought me back to a place where I remember when I fell in love with hip hop. Because I started the bone and went out for everything else.
I thought that nigga was about to say something else, nigga. I thought he was going to be like, just listen to that album. It made me realize when I was on a few of those missions.
Oh, no, not that young. Because when that album came out, about 9. Oh, maybe,
okay.
Yeah, 9, 10, maybe. Like, and I remember I cut grass to go back. Because when I heard Thuggy Ruggies Moan, it was like, it just blew my mind. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, oh, shit. And I just went through hip hop after that, but that album is a classic to me in my book. It's not a bad song on it.
Oh no, there's bad songs on it. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna let you get away with that one, in my opinion.
Well, name one.
All the songs that's not the singles.
No Surrender is fire.
Nigga, I surrendered to Skip Button real quick. That's
it. Oh, shit.
Oh, you wild.
Nigga smoked you. Hey, that nigga smoked you, bro. You got smoked, Darius. That nigga said he surrendered to the Skip Button. That's crazy. Ricky, that was a bar.
Maybe I should. No, I'm not going to be a rapper. I'm trash. I don't know, Darius. I thought, damn. Tell him how you really feel.
I disagree with you, nigga. What the fuck?
But honestly, the album wasn't bad because it's a short listen, so it's not that bad. I guess in like our times, if it would have came out, that would have been like an EP because it's like what, all of 7 songs, if that.
Yeah, it's about 6 and 2 skits.
See, even you skipping shit.
No, I said skits. You know, because like the last song was just "For the Love of Money" playing just the beat, and the first song really ain't like. It ain't nothing, so it's like it's about 7. But if you count the intro, it's 7 because the last song was just "For the Love of Money" beat playing for 7 minutes.
Is that what happened? Because I swear to God, I wanted to bring that up because did you listen to it today?
I didn't listen to it, but I feel like I've listened to this album before, just looking up their stuff. But I didn't listen to it today. I did listen to the other album. I didn't get a chance to like go through this one. I will. And I'll probably get my little review next time, but yeah, I didn't listen to it.
Oh, no, Biggie. Well, you've heard "For the Love of Money," right? Before.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
"For the Love of Money."
Do you remember that song being short or long?
I felt like it was I don't think it was a super long song.
I felt like that song took forever. I haven't heard it in a while, and I remember after hearing Easy's fucking verse on there, the song pretty much comes to an end. That shit shocked the hell out of me because when I was listening to it, that shit has a electric guitar solo.
Oh,
It has a piano solo. It has a moan solo. Now, I know you're probably saying, what the fuck do you mean? A moan solo? Yes, there's a part in the song where it's the
bitch. I was going to bring it up to tell you how I got in trouble as a kid, but I told you this was my first album.
This nigga said a moan solo. What the fuck?
I got in trouble as a kid because of this moan album. Because, like, I used to be, I couldn't sleep without music. Like, I needed music playing when I was like a kid. I always needed music playing. And I remember I was playing that Bone album, and we can get to the end because the original "For the Love of Money" song was like 4 minutes 30 seconds. And after that, it's like an acapella, but it's just playing the beat like they got the like he's saying, they got the guitar solo, they got a piano solo. It's just the whole beat just playing for like 7 minutes. And in the middle of it, it'll just be a woman moaning for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes straight, right? So I had like these big headphones and I used to sleep with them on. And I had like one of my, I was sleeping, it was half off my head, and my mama just having to walk past me. She heard my mama smacked shit out of me, like, what the fuck is you listening to? I'm like, this is the album I bought, this mom does. She's like, what the fuck is going on that album?
You got Keith before you knew Keith.
I'm like, man, it's just a me playing and a woman doing that. She's like, oh hell no, you ain't listening to that shit no more.
And then you got how you got it back.
I bought it again. She just didn't know I got the money. Because she definitely took my Creeping on the Come Up tape. I had it on tape.
I didn't know that DJ Yella and Eazy-E produced For the Love of Money.
Yeah, that beat was cold as hell. Got came out by
Eazy-E. Damn, Yella produced a lot of albums in their entirety for this what was it? What was that shit called? That row? Was it? What was it called?
Ruthless.
Ruthless Records, my bad. Yeah, he produced a lot of these shits. That's crazy.
Now he's producing and directing porn, if I'm not mistaken.
I did see that shit that he was doing, like, porn or whatever. Yeah,
he do that too.
You're making some good money. Life After Dre. But I'm advocate. But yeah, the album came out in 1994, and it's just so fucking crazy to see how some of these things age. Listening to that particular album, when I first like got to like song number 3, I could literally start reminiscing back to the liquor store, and I could smell like fucking poured out liquor, piss. I could see people yelling. Certain imagery just popped up in my head that was so vivid. The shit was kind of wild.
Same here.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Bone Thugs to me was always an iconic group. Even like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I wasn't like around for like this shit. Like, you know what I mean? I was younger, but like it's Bone Thugs. So you just know Bone Thugs. Like by the time I could remember, like that's when Crossroads and shit was out, you know? So like, I don't really remember Thuggish Ruggish and For the Love of Money, but I know the records because they just so fucking iconic, you know? You just know them motherfuckers.
Yeah, the classic records, man.
You just know them. Was Crossroads on the next album?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So yeah, Crossroads... There's two versions of Crossroads, because the Crossroads that got big was the remix.
So what album? That was on the album after that?
The next album. Yeah.
East 1999, I think it was. The second album?
That's the name of it.
That's crazy. Okay. Well,
One thing I did discover while listening to this, I can understand why Twister felt the way he felt, because this whole album, I haven't like heard this shit in like 60,000 years, but Bone Thugs really wasn't rapping fast at all in this album. They'd have like a few instances where they would like compound rhyme and it sounded like they were rhyming fast, but it was really slow paced. So I see why he felt the way by the time like Notorious Thugs and all that shit came out, because these niggas sound totally, totally different as they went on. I mean, it's expected that you evolve or whatever, but they wasn't doing that fucking Twister style rapping at this time.
Yeah, that double time. Yeah, because Bone did it, but they didn't do it as much as afterwards. And Twister has claim to it. Twister was doing that shit in 88, 89. Like, so that's why the beef started.
Well, the other song other album I was going to suggest we talk about was the Jadakiss Kiss of Death album.
It's funny, Ricky, because like I'm listening to you like mention what album we're about to talk about, and it just don't seem like you're that enthusiastic about speaking on it. It just doesn't seem like you're that enthusiastic.
I'm gonna be honest, I keep fucking zoning out from the crickets. The crickets is very fucking relaxing. And I'm here woo-woo-woo in the background.
Which would have laid down right quick.
Yeah, I'm like relaxing and kind of chilling. It's kind of therapeutic. So it's just like, yeah. And I'm looking outside of my window too, and there's like a slough in the backyard behind our house. So you have a scenery of big ass trees, fucking mooses and shit are walking by. I'm hearing crickets. It's just like, I'm here with nature. So I'm like, I'm thinking of Jadakiss, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, hey, boo-boo, why don't you grab us a picnic basket? Like, dead ass, hold on.
Hey, Darius, that nigga said, I'm not your average bear.
Yeah, pretty much. Hold on. Check this shit out. Like, let me show you what I can see in my backyard. Like, I can literally see white people on a deck at a barbecue over a slough. Like...
That nigga said, "White. What can you see? White people."
No, look, hold on. Check out the chat. Skipping 10 years from the date of 1994 brings us to the year 2004. I think Dame might have been in middle school about that time, because I want to say I was just getting out of maybe 2 years removed from high school.
04, yeah. I probably was in seventh grade, probably.
Oh, yeah. He was street fighting by then. He was telling us about the games and shit you were doing.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
What? That's what was going on.
That nigga make that shit sound like First Blood.
It was, nigga. You said you could, and some of y'all had red shirts, so y'all knew to go hang in that crowd if you needed protection. Some of y'all were shirtless, and other ones wore whatever other color shirt. That's all.
Yeah, your pocket knives and shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That nigga, you just walk past the bottle, you break that motherfucker, and get ready to, you know, have a kerfuffle.
That nigga's game was getting off the school buses with bottles, talking about warriors.
Come out and play.
But ironically, this actually ties into who the next person we're going to be talking to. If anybody's familiar with Puff Daddy, he had videos of him recreating that warrior scene. And jumping forward, we have Jadakiss now. We're going to be talking about the album for Jadakiss and Kiss the Game or Kiss Something.
Well, it's Kiss of Death. It's Kiss of Death, man.
Nah, nigga, he was kissing Bobby. We're just gonna jump into this. We're doing a fucking horrible job today, but it is what it is. this nigga Jadakiss is wild. This nigga has an intro with some Italian man talking about, "Hey, Bobby, come here, Bobby. I want to tell you something in your ear." And then you just hear a kiss noise. And then the nigga starts rapping and spelling his fucking name, which is the weirdest thing ever.
J-A-D-A-Paul.
Yeah, it was like J-A-D-A-Paul.
Hey, that shit was so, I'm going to be honest, that shit was so fucking bad, bro.
It was horrible, bro. I was just like, oh, all right.
That nigga started like scratching his own voice without the scratches. That nigga was like rhyming in the...
That shit was terrible, bro.
He was like rhyming the scratches, dog.
That shit was peak. All the way peak.
Why you so mad at Kiss?
Oh, bro, I hated that song.
Oh, that's what pissed me off. I would have turned that shit off when that song came on. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't even want to listen to it.
Well, the album intros with Jadakiss fucking like kissing somebody as a sign of I'm about to kill you.
I'm about to put you. Carter, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it.
You know why I had to send the boys to come get you? Look, man, I'm sorry. You're talking like a bitch now, Bobby. Shut the fuck up. Yo, Bobby, come here. I want to tell you something. Come over here.
Pause. I got it now, though. Motherfucking kiss of death, nigga.
This nigga gonna scratch his own voice. Oh, I'm just making it chizzy. The chizzy and the
chizzy. His aim is turn this shit off. Turn this shit off.
Then he patronizes us by asking us why you so mad for it. Nigga, I'm mad because you started this album with this bullshit. The first fucking song, you ask me why I'm mad, and you're like, "Ooh, I'm in the club and I'm dancing with my bitch, and we got money. If you say something, we gonna shoot you." Like, nigga, what are you doing? Like this? This nigga is wild, bro. Then the fucking follow up song for that is like a Snoop Dogg song called "Shine," and
that shit was weak too.
Oh, that's one of the worst West Coast songs I ever heard. They gave him a generic West Coast song, nigga. Like.
Nigga, don't blame us for that.
That's nigga DJ Quick and Snoop on it, nigga.
That's the East Coast album. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no, that shit got DJ Quick made the beat, nigga.
That nigga Darius went immediately to the West Coast, nigga. He was like, "Yeah, we blaming the West for this one."
No, they just gave him like this East Coast thing. We'll give him a rest song. We got this gave him some shit. No, that shit was terrible.
But what make it bad is they both hopped on that shit. And I could tell that that Kiss wrote Snoop Dogg rhymes on that one, bro. You can hear it. You can hear that nigga doing all Jadakiss flow patterns and shit, nigga. I'm like, well, damn,
I don't think Jadakiss wrote that. I refuse to believe that Jadakiss sat down and wrote, "But you gotta leave that bitch before she gets your dick hard. That's what's shining about. And when you get that hoe, you can tear her lining out."
No, I'm not talking about quick rhymes. I'm talking about Snoop Dogg rhymes.
No, this was Snoop's rhyme. this verse, I stopped and I started looking at the lyrics once I heard that. I said, did this nigga really just said that? But you gotta leave that bitch before she gets your dick hard. That's how you shine. The song is called Shine. So the only way you can shine is if you leave before the bitch make your dick hard. Nigga, what?
Long shot. I'm putting some tea, man. Let me get away from this bitch.
Oh, here comes the erection. She's the devil. Like, what the So how do you have... Okay, if you're supposed to leave before your dick gets hard, explain the next part.
That's it. There ain't no next part.
No, there is a next part. And when you get the hoe, you can tear her lining out. What you whining about? So, like, is he gonna, if she gets him hard, he has to, like, cut, is he Jack the Ripper? Like,
hold on. We about to do one of our dramatic reads, Ricky. Hold on. So this nigga said, I shine like the Neptunes, Venus and Mars. In your face, in your state, in and out of cars. In a state with a date with one of my bras. But you got to leave that bitch before she gets your dick on. That's what shining about. And when you get the hoe, you can tell lining up what you're whining about.
Know, your dick ain't hard.
He's Jack the Ripper. I'm telling you,
that nigga said, you're in the presence of pimping. I'm walking while limping and holding on the drink that I'm sipping. I'm flipping the script and I'm sliding while I'm dipping my whip in and out of traffic. It's so drastic, bum basket.
This shit's so driving or walking? I'm confused.
It's bombastic. Ricky Dale.
It's bombastic. This shit's a hit. Jada Kiss. Matter of fact, nephew, this bitch a classic. Pass this Ayo Loki Loke. Let's blow some dope. Better yet, let's go for dope. Home for home.
Kiss ain't right for sure.
I'm so for sure and so low and sensational. You know how I do it.
No, I don't. What? That's it? Kiss ain't right there, Dane. Don't put that on Kiss.
No.
Jadakiss wrote that shit.
If Jadakiss wrote that shit, he can no longer talk about top five dead or alive.
He wrote that shit for sure, bro.
No, you can have all his flow patterns on that shit. He wrote that shit, dog.
That shit's horrible. Another wonderful, horribly song that made me never want to listen to this album again. I think it's the next song. It's called Bring You Down.
The next three. Well, but go ahead.
Darius,
check this hook out.
That chorus was ass, but I like the first verse on that one.
No, it's the second verse that got it for me. Look at you then and look at you now. Don't let this cold, cold world bring you down. Laugh out loud. I'm sorry, because I wrote this shit down. I was writing this shit down. Let me pull up the lyrics of this shit. I got you.
Where we at? Look at you then. And. Look at you now. Yeah. Don't let this cold world, bring you down. You got to see your second verse, though. You want dramatic read this one?
No, I got it. I'm popping it.
All right, go ahead.
But the part about this, people, you really need have to turn in and listen to it because it's Jadakiss singing the hook, and Jadakiss can't sing, and there's no auto tune. So this shit sounds horrible.
It just sounds like a rough draft.
you sound like a rough rider for real, huh?
For real.
Nah, this like, bro, like. I can't explain to you how bad this shit is. Cause at first I'm like, who was singing this? And then I look at it and I'm like, okay, it's only Jadakiss in the credits. This can't be. So I rewind the shit back and I'm listening. I'm like, this is Jadakiss singing. And I'm like, is he drunk? Then you know how you try, like, you've heard Game? You've heard the Game rap, right?
Yeah.
You know how when the Game does those songs where he's drunk and he's rapping and whatnot, and you can tell he's drunk.
He on some cry shit.
Yeah, that's not in Jadakiss's voice. Like he's really, really trying to get this off, and it's.
You want to play it?
it's super bad. Hold on, we can play the verse after, but I want people to actually hear why I was like offended by this. Look at you, look at you now. Don't let this cold, cold world bring you down. Look at you then, look at you now. Don't let this cold, cold world bring you down. I know your queen got her eyes on me. Okay, stop. You're telling me don't let this world bring me down, and the first thing you want to do is bring up my queen eyeing you? Okay.
The rail just hit me with the right hook right there.
Oh, no, it gets worse. I got my eyes on your queen. The SMG is Heineken Green. Damn, so you gonna look at my bitch and flash your gun on me?
And what, nigga? What you talking
about? Bad thing is, you know before long that we gonna get it all. My kit costs 30 and 10 to put it on. So now you're flexing your money and your gun on me while looking at my bitch, but you want me to remember, don't look at you then, look at you now. Don't let this cold, cold world bring you down.
Bring
you
down.
Just remember the hook. No tents. Windows clean. Heavy Windex. Gears on the screen.
No. Windex.
Nah, nigga. That nigga said, no tents. Windows clean. Heavy Windex?
Nigga, it don't even look like it's glass no more. Nigga, like it's just...
That nigga windows look like the clearest ocean.
Bird flat all into his window, just smacking that bitch.
Like, God damn, nigga.
Gears on the steering wheel. I shift her with my index. Real life is just in another form. Kiss of death. It's about to be another storm. I'm a goddamn raging bull. Stay out of jail by just telling myself the cage is full. Got niggas on the payroll just to squeeze. You in no positions to
Wait, Ricky. So wait. This nigga said he stay out of jail just by telling himself the cage is full. What?
The fuck? Yeah, because no, he's about to go to jail. He say, damn, the cage is full. So chill out, bro.
And look, Gary, so do this nigga got people on the payroll to give hugs to, nigga? What the fuck?
Boy, he's a raging bull.
He's right. He ain't getting this.
Nigga, I'm not getting this.
Darius, that nigga said, I got niggas on the payroll just to squeeze. He like, nigga, I'm gonna pay you just so I can come up and hug you whenever I feel like it.
You know what he mean by saying squeeze, nigga. He's talking about squeeze that trigger, nigga.
Well, Darius, he just wants Dane to know. You're in no position to challenge my expertise. You notice how he rhymes squeeze with expertise.
Just to squeeze my expertise.
But damn, I need you to know this part. They get a bonus if they leave you old school from the era of the 45 with a penny on the needle. Ball to the bosses, so please don't violate or cross them or you'll be the corpse and the corpses.
Yeah, that's ass, bro. I'm just be honest. That's ass.
No, it's not, Dane.
That shit is so fire, my
man. No, that was ass, bro. I'm just keeping it stacked. That nigga said they get a bonus if they leave you. Old school from the era of the 45s with the penny on the needle. Boss of the bosses. So please don't violate or cross them, or you'll be the corpse of the corpses. Nigga, that shit is ass. What?
No, Dane. Because look at
you'll
you.
You'll be dead. Then you'll be the corpse of the corpses, nigga.
You have to look at,
you know how dead you gotta be to be the corpse of the corpse.
but
you a dead ass nigga.
But curious, if you're a corpse of the corpses, how do you look at you then and look at you now? Don't let this cold, cold world break you down.
Oh shit.
So why is he top 5 dead or alive?
The first verse was hard.
His features.
The first verse was hard.
No, it don't have nothing to do with his albums, bro.
Read the first verse first. That's your
top of the food chain is just the way I do things. The dungaree seats in the blue range. I'm working with new chains. A Gemini nigga with mood swings. Had the fiends looking for new things. He went off on that first verse.
That's
I ain't
fire.
Gonna lie. He was in his bag. I stopped playing with the birds and started playing with the words. The money wasn't right, so I had to stay on the curb. And I'll be a player later, but for now, call me. Man, chill out, Ricky. You ain't ready for all that.
Nigga, you can't even get through it. I'll be the
Hey, he was going crazy. I'm about to throw something in a second if they ain't get ready.
You're about to throw your finger on that skip button and go to the next one. Yes, look at you then and look at you now.
Don't let this cold, cold world bring you down. I'm about to play the chorus, Ricky.
Oh, this shit is horrible.
Top of the food chain, it's just the way that I do things. The dungaree seats in the blue range, I'm working with new change. A Gemini nigga with mood swings, had the fiends looking for new things. I stopped playing with birds and started playing with words. The money wasn't right, so I had to stay on the curve. And I'll be a player later, but for now, call me Pure Kiss. If not that, Montega Jada. I kick hard bars and beat and beat everywhere, cause I move at God's speed. And my aim is to make y'all bleed. Y'all got embarrassed in the class when the teacher used to make y'all read. Mind over matter, and that's all good, but fuck that. My new shit is
spine over bladder.
If you'll be the corpse, so
here we go. Hey, all together.
Now, bro, this shit is trash.
We'll take you down.
Look, Rick, you can't see because you ain't got heavy Windex on your fucking.
Bro, that first verse is amazing though. I don't give a fuck what Ricky said, but that song is ass. I didn't know it was gonna become that after the first verse.
And I don't even want to talk about the song. Can you just play the skit before Hot Sauce and let Hot Sauce play?
Oh my God!
I just want to hear you guys' reaction.
Okay, man.
That shit.
Thank you. Understand. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Hey, ladies. Light the incense back up here. Yeah. Turn the lights off in this motherfucker. I stand on down. Please.
What?
You know who it is.
Oh my God.
Are we really listening to this?
But turn that shit on, bro.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, but dead ass, though. This is why I'm mad, because when I'm listening to the album, I had my headphones in. When he started singing that skit, I just started swinging in the air. Broke Buffer thought I was crazy. I wanted to punch somebody because he's just like, why is Jenny can sing like this?
You make me wonder what's on this album, though.
Dog, that shit trash too.
Nah, you make me wonder is my shit, nigga.
Nigga, it's shit. You're right. It's your shit.
Me.
No, I like that song.
And I just want to make
it songs I like, because I like six songs on the album.
This the most played song off the album. It's probably because of Mariah Carey, but it is though.
I hate that song.
I actually like that song.
By Your Side was on here too.
Y'all can have all that shit.
By Your Side.
By Your Side is my shit. That song is fire. And Time's Up.
And Time's Up. But he got a lot of bullshit.
They dog made that song fucking fire, but that Time's Up song fire.
I think I knew the Time's Up beat before I actually knew his record. Like, I know that beat.
That song fire.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. By Your Side. I like Why. I like the Mariah Carey song. I like the song he had with Sheik. And there's one more I like. I can't remember which one. And that was it. Out of 18 songs.
Shout out to Jadakiss though, man. This album is ass. But I do have a favorite Kiss album though. My favorite Jadakiss album is The Last Kiss. I feel like that's a complete album. Like, he made dope records. He had radio single type records, but he had the street records too. He had a lot of dope ass shit on that album that I fucked with. So yeah.
I like 6 out of 18. That means it's not a good album. It's not a good album.
Bruh, I halfway liked one song, and that's only because it had the sample from Mountain from Long Red. It's that same song, Wouldn't Get Far, the Kanye West and Game.
Yeah, that was By Your Side.
That's the song Dave was talking about.
That's By Your Side.
I don't remember the name of the damn song. So
By Your Side.
Go, okay.
Your Side.
I don't even
want that shit by my side. That shit could go in the trash. That's like the only song I halfway like. And just for the sample, that album.
That was my ass. Shit, bro.
Nah, bro. That whole album was ass. I see why New York fell off.
I'm not even mad at it because I forced myself to say six. Like, but I genuinely like By Your Side, and I'm like, Time's Up.
When was the last time you listened to any of those songs before today?
years. But they are good songs. So. Like, to me, Why is a classic song?
All that I'm
If I was gonna pick one,
is the things that I'm giving.
If I'm gonna pick one song
like that, I try to make it my way, but I got turning on the highway. Oh,
and his verses is real good on that shit.
Why rap? Cause I need air time. Why some niggas be on the corner with a wild lie? I need biz sign. That's a classic record, dog. I ain't heard that song in years, but I remember them lyrics though, nigga.
Yeah, because when I heard that song, I was like, man, I remember this is the fucking classic song.
His third verse was amazing.
He didn't start saying shit. But his first two verses, he was like, it was fire.
Having produced Why, that's dope. Yeah, so salute to Ricky for the new segment, man.
Dope segment.
This was dope, man. Making fun of these weak ass rappers.
Watch your mouth, man.
Shout out to Jadakiss. Top 5 Dead or Alive is what they consider them. But this Kiss of Death album.
That was just on one LP, though.
We'll see what each week brings up for his albums.
Hey, Darius. Heavy Windex, nigga.
Heavy Windex, nigga. I'm saying that for everything now. Damn, man.
What happened?
No, I just realized that nobody used more Windex than me, nigga.
Shut your heavy Windex, you an asshole.
The nigga said, damn, man. And Ricky said, what?
Oh, shit. Oh,
man, y'all niggas crazy, man.
All right, so everybody's favorite auto-tune singer, you know, T-Pain, had recently came out and said for the last 4 years he was dealing with depression. The reason that he has had this depression is him and his homeboy, well, then homeboy, Usher, were flying on a plane going to some place that I don't recall them saying in the article or in the video clip. And in this video clip, T-Pain said Usher came up to him on the plane ride and was like, yo, you know you fucked up music, right? And T-Pain just kind of laughed it off, thinking Usher's playing with him. And Usher was like, nah, nigga, I'm dead ass serious. You really fucked up music. Like, niggas can't sing no more because of you. And T-Pain was like, what are you talking about? All I did was use auto-tune. I didn't tell everybody else to use it. And Usher was just like, yeah, nigga, you fucked up everybody's singing career. And it left T-Pain in depression. He said for the past 4 years, he's been dealing with depression because a lot of people feel that he's the reason why niggas can't sing. I think it's bullshit, personally. It's like, one person used auto-tune and everybody else said, hey, there's this ancient fucking program here that we can use that can cut out the middle, man. Let's try using it. And it brought in a whole new era of music. So it's not my fault. You singing niggas can't, you know, promote yourself. That's how I feel about it.
I think it's complete bullshit. I don't fuck what Usher talking about. Because Usher, like, he ain't get hop on the auto-tune wave. Like, he had a song where he used in the auto-tune the whole song, like the OMG song.
Oh my god.
Nigga, you use auto-tune the whole fucking song, you bitch ass nigga. Listen, I couldn't be too plain. You get me fucked up.
That's Will I Am's fault. Will I Am was tripping. Like, he should have never went to Will I Am for a fucking song in the first place.
But it was a hit, and he did auto-tune the whole song.
Hey, Darius, that nigga Ricky said Will I Am had a plastic fro fade, nigga, like a Gumby. Nigga.
He did.
Will I Am was like
that. Shit is made out of recyclable material. Nigga, that shit.
Will I Am wanted to be accepted so bad, he went to Usher like, "Please make me black." And Usher was like, "I'll do for my real." Best.
Usher tried too. Usher got him black for a minute. People thought Will I Am was black for about 2 months.
And then he was on the Grammys with that black plastic fro fade, and it was over with.
Yeah, it was a wrap. Yeah, and then like he put pork and bean juice in his head. I don't know what.
But yeah, man, they wrong. He wrong for that, man. He wrong for having T-Pain insecure about his shit, talking about he fucked up music. That's fucking Usher, man. Usher is an icon. You can't be saying shit like that to people, Usher. Come on, right, man.
Especially when you jumped on the bandwagon, nigga.
T-Pain is influential as fuck. All these people talk all this shit about him, and now all of these people make the same shit.
All
the same kind of music. All of them.
All these niggas got his kids. He got kids everywhere. He should get a lot of Father's Day gifts this past year. And he got kids all through the music industry, yo.
No little bastards ain't sending him no cards. They don't fuck with that nigga. They blackmailed that nigga where he had to go start a whole Twitch career. And that Twitch career blew up to the point because of his personality that he got his own podcast now. I haven't got to tune into it yet, but I know the first guest was Mike Tyson. And he had somebody.
Yeah, I heard it was big. He shit big too. Like, people fuck with it.
Whoa. Whoa!
I was talking about his podcast, man.
Darius really liked T-Pain. I remember when T-Pain was talking about Ray J shit like that.
I don't know if y'all remember that.
I remember T-Pain. I heard the podcast is big, bro. People fuck with it.
That nigga T-Pain said Ray J got huge meat.
Oh, like, hell no. See, I didn't say that. Like, my shit was kind of bad, but I didn't say that.
I was like, wait a minute. Did Darius just say that? This nigga got a Santa.
No, that was kind of disgusting, but you ain't have to. Like, when nobody knows.
Hey, you know, I thought you was being one of T-Pain's kids, you know? You was getting- oh, shit. Like, oh, shit.
It was kind of disgusting, but you had to add on.
Like, that nigga Ricky was so appalled, nigga. That nigga Ricky was like,
oh, he should have been, but I thought nigga, about it because I didn't even think about it. Then what he said, I'm like, oh, that was wild. That was
that nigga Ricky was aghast, nigga. That nigga said, pardon me. I beg your pardon,
I
mister.
Card. I was like, hell no, penalty on the play. No,
that shit sounded disgusting. I feel bad, man. Though.
Salute to T-Pain. Darius, salute to T-Pain. Darius, you a nut-ass freak boy. You got your nut-ass freak boy.
Y'all can't call me no nut-ass freak boy, man. That was an accident.
Yeah, that nigga is that. This nigga, that's when you know you bad. This nigga, accidental nut-ass freak boy. That's crazy. Just getting in the Rex. That nigga just getting in the nut-ass freak boy Rex. Like, man, I didn't even mean to do that. My bad. My bad. You got insurance?
Hey, you better not keep that, nigga, because you ain't keep your black meat sex.
Nigga, you did black meat for like 6 weeks straight, nigga. Shut up.
Damn, dude.
You ain't keep none of them.
Them shits made the podcast, bro.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
You was about to say something, though, Carter. You said all in all.
I was about to segue, and that shit gone. I forgot what I was thinking.
Well, listen, I got a segue. Derek Chauvin got sentenced to 22 and a half years for the murder of George Floyd. I mean, I ain't really got much to say, but say good riddance. That nigga should have got more time. He should be doing life. But, I mean, 22 and a half is more than I know that's more than a lot of people thought he would get. So I ain't saying that I'm satisfied, but that's better than what some of these motherfuckers getting for murdering black people. So, you know, you want to get your thoughts, Darius?
I'm glad he got a lot of time. Fuck him. I hope he meet the Mexicans from training day.
You ever got your shit pushed in, bro? We didn't talk about that, nigga. Didn't one of them niggas say that shit on Gnome? Somebody on Gnome said, God. You ever got your shit pushed in?
I think it was Tiller Jones. And
I think it was Jay the Chicken Wing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was him. And I freaked the fuck out. Whoever it was, said it. That's
he was like, you ever got your shit put? I was like, oh my God, we just had this conversation. I hope Ricky's all right.
I was not.
Oh my God, somebody check on my friend.
It was PTSD, bro. It was PTSD.
That nigga Ricky had to go see a counselor after that shit, nigga. But yeah,
that's what I hope he do. I hope he meet a couple of those and they take care of him for the rest of his time he got in jail. That's what I hope.
Listen, yeah, I hope he stay in jail. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what I hope. I'm just happy that somebody, that nigga actually going to jail. Did y'all hear? Well, before I said that, Ricky, you want to give your thoughts?
Huh? Wait, what?
This yo, where you get this shot nigga,
I promise on my life, I'm not.
That nigga was about to say on the dead low. He was about to say on the dead low.
He was just about to say that, man. Oh, you crippin', nigga? You crippin'?
Hey, why we speaking on Crips? While we speaking on Crips, shout out to the homie Nipsey Hussle. That nigga got his Walk of Fame today. I saw earlier. I know
that's amazing.
Wasn't in like the pre-production of the show, but yo, them fucking things is making me zone out. I'm waiting for a fucking coyote or something to show up. Like, I keep zoning out. Like,
That nigga think I'm over here hunting or something, nigga.
I swear to God, I zoned the hell out.
Like, we have crickets here. They don't sound like that. That shit sound dangerous, nigga.
That nigga was talking about Mexican.
I told you that cricket trying to get fucked on, nigga.
He horny as fuck. He like, where the bitch is?
Bitch, I'm using heavy Windex. Come get this dick.
Right here, you don't have a Windex PC. You don't know where the bitch is at.
Okay, but Ricky, how do you feel about Derek Chauvin getting sentenced to 22 and a half?
Oh, they use heavy Windex on the side. Yo,
that nigga gonna be in the county starching drawers, nigga. He gonna use heavy Windex, all right, nigga.
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I'm like happy that at least George Floyd got some type of justice. It wasn't cool that it had to be at the price of his life, but I'm glad that at least for once in the public eye, they didn't just let this shit fly under the radar and just whatever. So that's like, I guess there's some plus out of it. I hope we get like, yeah, I can't bullshit, nigga. Like, are they gonna let this nigga out in like 3 months and just not tell us? And then we just gonna see the nigga.
I read that he got to do 15. He has to do 15.
Yeah, he'll have to do at least 15. Good behavior, but he gonna be able. He gonna get a retrial, but he also facing federal charges too. So he got a federal charge that he didn't even face yet. So. He might end up doing state time and federal time.
Do those at the same time?
It depends. Some run concurrent and some would be different. And some, hey, he had to serve like 15 there and then go to feds and serve. It depends on how they justice. Because the judge is up to the judge. The judge can do it either way. He can do it with concurrent and they all run together, or he can do it with separate. It'll be up to the judge.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I wasn't really watching, but I had it on in the background, and like I saw that nigga's lawyer was asking for probation, dog.
Yeah, that's what they was asking for.
Like that probably fucked him over worse. The fact that you thought that you could even like mention some shit like that.
Your
lawyer is supposed to have your best interest at heart, and if a nigga know that you getting some type of time. Even ask for probation is like a slap in the face, damn. It's
you
like
know what they asking? They asking because he's a police officer. You know,
this nigga is the first police officer that I saw that had other police officers testify against him at court.
That's true. And a salute to them. I don't know who did that.
At court, nigga. You said that police officer. That shit. Obviously, that shit wouldn't work with him, nigga. This nigga was gonna catch some time. So, and I think that point was made by some of the people that were on television talking about it. I don't even remember what channel I was watching, but it was like for you to even think that you could play with the judge like that, you're probably doing a disservice to your client. Thinking that you could ask for probation, nigga, when you on the hook to get 40 years, and you think you could just ask for probation? What? What? Niggas is crazy.
He thought that white privilege was gonna work, but it didn't work that sad.
Yeah. White privilege. Still get off. White privilege.
Yeah, this card the man. His white privilege card. He's like, hold on, I know I got some money on this bitch. Here, let me swear. The mad nigga.
Moving on a bit. Have y'all been hearing about like this Britney Spears topic?
Mm-mm.
Cardo?
No, sir.
All right, so I watched a documentary about it. It was on Hulu. Basically, Britney Spears, I know y'all know about like when Britney Spears went crazy and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like she was in the tabloids and shit. So when that shit happened, because of how her mental was, she was placed into a forced conservatorship. And what a conservatorship is basically somebody has like rights over you. This is the definition that I'm getting off Google. Conservatorships, sometimes referred to as guardianships, generally describe a situation in which a court appoints someone, often a spouse, parent, attorney, or other qualified adult, to make decisions for another adult who is considered unable to do so themselves. So Britney Spears has been under conservatorship, I want to say since that shit happened. So it's been like 10 plus years. And like when you're under conservatorship, you can't like speak out. You can't speak out, you don't have no rights. You don't have no rights. You don't have no, like all of your decisions are made from whoever your conservator is. And her conservator was her father. So her father had her like working and shit and doing all this stuff. And like, she basically has no fucking life. Like, and she's been trying to get from under this conservatorship for probably like the last 5 years or so. And yeah, it's a crazy situation. And when that documentary came out, like the world pretty much got behind it. And like it's been a big thing in the news.
They got mad at Justin Timberlake or something, right?
Oh, when that documentary came out, because like you know narratives, right? So
right,
when Justin Timberlake went solo, he was around this time he was dating Britney Spears, and like he had put out that Cry Me a River song, and he basically launched his solo career off of the drama surrounding Britney Spears, basically calling her a cheater. Like, you know, and in reality,
did he know him at the time, or was it
no, that didn't happen. In reality, that didn't happen.
Okay,
that didn't happen. So he launched his career off the back of her getting slandered by the, because she got slandered by the media. Like for that shit, yeah. Like she was.
She cheated on him, bro.
Right. They talked about how Justin Timberlake be coming up off women. He did that shit to Janet Jackson too. Well, like she got in trouble and he didn't. But
I thought that wasn't playing.
It definitely was not playing. Les Moonves tried to end Janet Jackson's career for that shit. Tried to end her career for that shit.
Yeah, because I thought it was playing because she had like one of those stickers on her nipples. The little, so you can see her breasts. I always thought it was playing. I didn't know that
she didn't have no sticker, nigga. She had a star. She had a star around her nipple, nigga. That wasn't no sticker.
I thought like you know like the cover, the nipple cover. Like that's what I thought it was.
That wasn't no nipple cover, nigga. That was titty.
Oh wow. Oh well, he'll suck it in. I didn't know this, bro. Like for real, this new to me.
But yeah, so like that's why people kind of get at Justin about it, and it got to the point where he had to even make a statement about it because they talked about it like he fucked over Britney Spears and like
on that documentary
they had like an interview where like the interview person was like interviewing her about that and like she was crying and shit like it was wild, bro. The media really fucked Britney Spears over, and I didn't realize that shit. Go ahead, why you say it's cap?
So she needs like permission to talk out against the public and all that, but she can make a documentary. Please explain.
She didn't make the documentary. It was made.
Yeah,
by
she's talking in it.
It was made by news.
You just said she was doing an interview where she was crying. So how she do that if she can't talk out?
This is an interview that she did. Like it's a compilation. So like you know how documentaries work. You can go and pull archival footage. A person's career to make a documentary. So that's pretty much all it was. They did a timeline. They talked to people that know her. They talked to her fans because really and truly, her fans were the one that like kind of like started the social media momentum behind like the awareness surrounding the conservatorship shit. Because like she wasn't allowed to talk. So she would literally like on a TikTok, she'd make a TikTok. And like in the comments on the TikTok, people say, wear a yellow shirt in your next TikTok if so-and-so and so-and-so. And she put the fucking yellow shirt on because she literally does not have the right to, like, address things and speak on things. But she's finally getting the chance to address them in the court. But I forget who made the documentary, Ricardo, but I think it was like a news organization.
That sounds like a PR stunt to get her back into good graces. I ain't buying it.
In good graces?
Yeah.
Why does she need that? The only thing I want to...
New York Times. The New York Times did, Ricardo.
It's the her cheek. Because if Justin did that, he a scumbag, bro. Like, if he made that whole song... Because I always thought that she was fucking with dude. That was like a dance. I always thought that I heard a story that she was cheating with dude. So, but if he made that song without that, he a clown, bro. Like,
yeah, that didn't happen, bro. That did not happen.
He a sucker.
Where Kevin Federline come from? Where Kevin Federline?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
She started fucking with that nigga way after. Way after.
Really?
Way after. She started fucking with that nigga way after Justin Timberlake.
I remember that shit happened like the same time. Maybe I'm tripping. I know.
I'm telling, and it's like when they did the video for Cry Me a River, they had like a Britney Spears lookalike on the shit.
A lookalike.
So like
yeah.
it made it, he really launched his whole shit off of bashing her for cheating on him, and like he never addressed it. And then he did and to be honest with you, bro, I don't even think they had sex. I don't even think Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears had sex, because that was another like point of contention where like he went on the radio and like they was asking him if he had sex with her and shit, and he was like kind of trying, he was trying to be coy about it and shit like that, and like the, you know how like when you say something and then like the radio people be like oh and all that shit, like he was doing all that shit, like he literally built his shit off of her, bro. He literally launched his shit off of her.
But I can't say he launched, because that nigga was famous as fuck before that song.
I'm talking about his solo career. I ain't talking about...
That song did launch his solo career. That's a fact.
That's the first thing I remember. Cry Me
a River. That launched his solo career. That's a fact.
That wasn't his first song. The first song he did was with the clips, but for real. Not Senorita. Can't nobody love you like I love you. That was the first
song. Yeah, no, I'm talking, but that's the song that blew him up.
I don't think that shit went, though, Cardo. I don't really remember.
No, it didn't go like crap. It did definitely
That shit went, and then Cry Me a River came out like two songs after that. Because
Cry Me a River and Sexy Back was like on the same album, right?
Sexy Back was on it was later on, because I remember like the last years of their music.
Okay. That's the
Futuristic. I know when that Cry Me a River came out, that's what just blew him through the roof.
Cry Me a River came out on Justified. Justified came out either a few months before or after 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, he was on the remix of Cry Me a River. And I remember Justin Timberlake and Nelly had a song Be My Girlfriend. Y'all remember the shit? Could you be my girl?
That was before. That was NSYNC. Justin Timberlake. Yep.
I thought it was. My bad. But Senorita.
Oh, like came I love
you. Oh no, that's a wrong song. That's a wrong song. I was thinking of Senorita. Like I love you.
But like that type of shit pisses me off, because Cry Me a River was such a great song. He didn't even have to use her for that song. That song
it helped though, but like it really helped. It really helped though, because I'm gonna be honest.
It would have popped.
That's sucker shit. I get what you're saying, but I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. It helped, because when I remember Britney Spears. I remember Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake being a couple. I remember that shit. And then I remember him putting out that record and seeing the video and seeing like the imagery of her and like what the song is about. I was like, oh shit, Britney Spears cheated on Justin Timberlake, nigga. Like, I remember that. And like, that was where all the momentum came from. Like, they hated her. People hated her and started to like really get behind Justin Timberlake, because it was like, at that point, you know how the media work. Like, it's going to be a villain. It's going to be a good guy. And Justin Timberlake was the good guy. And they say that every turn, Justin Timberlake does that shit. He kind of like, you know.
To me, that song was so good. Just so good of a record. I think that shit would have popped regardless. But you might be right. But to me, that was just a good song.
It's an amazing song. That was Timberland, right?
Yeah.
It's an amazing record.
It's an amazing song. I just that song was just for the pop. It's just
you don't have to say what you did. I already know.
But I also know what you're saying, because I do remember at that time, it was a big thing about him having a Britney Spears lookalike. That was a huge thing. So you're probably right. That helped.
That shit crazy. Cry Me a River was amazing.
That song was fucking fire, bro.
I didn't remember that nigga blowing up at the time, because Neptunes and them was just starting to blow up with the clips, because they had just got through releasing Grinding and whatnot. That shit got super, super big. Justin Timberlake was coming off his first solo thing. That breakup and stuff did have a lot to do with it, but I remember Pharrell and them putting them in the studio and stuff, and they were hyping it big because they were trying to model him after Michael Jackson. And it was like, can a white person make an R&B album? And that nigga did that shit, and it went to the next level. Yeah, I do remember the breakup shit, because I remember them talking about shit about they found letters and shit from, was it the Kevin Federline or somebody in the room?
Yeah, I remember shit. It was like, all types of shit. Like,
I remember there was a lot to it. But
see, like, look at this shit. Like, I'm reading the Wikipedia thing. Filmmaker Francis Lawrence directed the music video for Cry Me a River in Malibu, California. In the controversial video, Timberlake's character invades the home of his ex-lover and films himself having sexual activity with another woman. Spears alleged that the video was a publicity stunt, but Timberlake maintained that she did not inspire the production. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on.
Oh, he a liar, dude.
Like, come on, bro. Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
I wouldn't have lied. I'd be like, yeah, it's about that bitch. Like, so that tell me you might be right. You might be right that she never cheated.
Well, I just not don't to know be funny, sure. we don't know how long ago that song came out. As far as the writing and all that shit, it just could have been a perfect storm. That shit happened.
Yo, so yesterday I realized why I never became a producer, and why I ain't no producer. Because producers are fucking aliens, nigga. Yo, did y'all niggas know that, like, producers be fucking with the pitch on these records to make these records what they are?
Yes.
I knew you knew. Darius, did you know that shit?
No.
Bro, these niggas, like they fuck with the pitch, bro, to where, like to get this, like, they'll fuck with the pitch or something to get a sound that sounds, it sounds like nothing like what the original composition is. Granted, it's still a sample, so, you know, the business is the business, but I follow this YouTube channel. It does like minute long videos of breakdowns of sample. So the YouTube channel is called Tracklib. That's what it's called. So there's a dude named Bob James. Are y'all familiar with Bob James?
Nope.
No.
Bob James is the most sampled man in hip hop history. Like everything, like the whistle on fucking Regulators him. Nations by Eric B. and Rakim. Let the Rhythm Hit Him, Run DMC, Beast to Rhyme, Ghostface Killah, Daytona 500, DJ Jazzy Jazz, Jazz the Groove, Ja Rule the Damager, Freddie Gibbs. Like, he's on so much, like, shit. Beastie Boys, Missy Elliott's Work It. It's so much shit. I Want You by Common, Take It Back by Wu-Tang Clan. I already said Regulate. It's just a bunch of shit, right? So he has videos on there where he's breaking down his samples and shit like that. And he talks about how, like, being sampled on records by Run DMC, and like those icons made it to where like his music became a go-to for hip hop musicians to sample. I think he sampled on Last Days by Onyx as well. But I kind of wanted to just like let y'all hear some of these breakdowns. I'll play a couple for y'all. Have you ever heard the Justin Bieber song Where Are You Now that Skrillex did? So on that joint, right? You know that that like it sounds like a flute, right? Yo, dog, that ain't a flute. It's not a fucking flute, dog. It's not a fucking flute. Where are you now that need you? Need you the most. 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 Enjoy the mouse. Enjoy the mouse. That's fucking crazy, dog. Like, that's fucking crazy, bro. That is fucking insane, dog.
He make was doing that shit for years with Dipset. Shit, it was turning up and down the pictures of the samples all through that shit.
This nigga Timbo is a wizard, though, bro. Fucking stupid, dog. Like, what? Yo, these niggas are like, man, get the fuck out of here.
They need to go, bro.
Yo, Ricky, we gotta learn how to produce.
Everybody produces. I'm good on that shit.
That shit's so hard to do, dog. Like, nigga, what the fuck, dog?
And I gotta disagree with you on that one, Darius. I think it's Hitmaker. That nigga's the GOAT.
You think so? You think Hitmaker's the best?
Have you ever seen how he makes music? I think it's Hitmaker. I might have to look it up for the name.
You talking about Yo Birds,
nigga?
One of these producers, and I think it's Hitmaker.
It gotta be him. You probably talking about Hitmaker. No,
it's not him. It's a darker
Hitboy. You talking about Hitboy?
Hitboy.
Hitboy, an icon, bro. Hitboy's fucking nice.
No, Hitboy nice, but he ain't fucking with him. But he nice.
Let me explain to you why. Do you know how he makes his beats?
How does he do it?
He doesn't listen to any music. He rememberized every fucking beat that he has inside of his beat machine. Hello?
Yeah, we
can hear me? He rememberized all the beats and stuff that they have inside of it. He does it by math in his head. He won't look at his music to put it together. He'll go, oh, okay, 6, 7, 9, 02, 16, 15, 72, boom. He has a song.
That's crazy.
And I watched him do it. I'll pull it up. You guys have Spotify, so you should be able to watch it. They had a show for Spotify where they they take a random artist, they drive around the city for an hour, they have to come up with a song, and then they go perform the song live after making it in the car. And you watch him put the song together in his head. He's like, yeah, I do this. This shit is easy. It's just math. Y'all want me to come up with a song in an hour? I'll do that shit in 15 minutes. Hold on. And he's sitting there, and he's just like, in his head, and you see him sitting there, he's like, all right, 15, 16, 22, such and such, blah, blah. I go through the numbers, and he goes, all right, you see him tap it, boom, here you go, let me know when you're ready. And then they had the artist go up in there. It was just like, yo, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I memorized this shit a long time ago. It's just all math. When you can make a beat like that in your head, going 4, 5, 6 divided by 6 equals 17, math equation, here's your beat. That's some alien shit right there. What Timbaland is doing,
alien shit.
That's no discredit to him, but to me, for you to be able to make a book, fucking doing algebra in your head to make a beat, that's some different shit. That's dope as hell.
But see, if the product, it don't matter how the product is made, it don't matter who product is better.
Well, his boy got some shit though, Derek.
He does, but he's not fucking with Tim.
I mean, this is how.
Is that an opinion? What's that a fact? Let me know.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Okay, that's an opinion. Okay.
It's not a fact that that Timbaland is just the best nigga. Some niggas I'm prefer talking about other
above
niggas.
Him.
How could you just say that though? Like, how could you just say that Tim is above him?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but I might be tripping.
What about Hitboy's work? Like, what about the?
Yeah, he has work, but it's also levels to. Things.
What are we talking about? Hitboy work with all the biggest people. So what are we talking about?
I never said he didn't. I said Hitboy was dope a long time ago.
Nah. I don't want to do the participation trophy shit. Let's get to the shits. You said Timbaland is the nicest nigga ever, and I'm talking about Hitboy.
But that's debatable. Now that's an opinion.
That's what you said, though.
You can say people are better than him. You can say Pharrell better than him. I can't argue that. You can say Dr. Dre is better than him. I can't argue with that.
You bowed out of the conversation.
I'm not bowing down. I'm
I said you bowed out because what you said initially was something else. You said Timbaland is the nicest producer.
But that was an opinion when I said
that's not what you said after that was. Now, is that an opinion or is that a fact?
No, I said that about Timbaland versus Hit-Boy.
Well, that's a conversation to have, but in order for had to have that conversation, you would have to be able to suspend your
because to me personally, I believe that's a fact. I don't believe that's an opinion. But if you believe that's an opinion, then true. Then
it's not even about that. In order for the conversation to even have to be able to take place, you would have to suspend your biasness already and view these two producers.
If you arguing against it, I'm not arguing with you.
Tim got crazy work out there. Hit-Boy got crazy work out there, bro. All of the biggest artists. So it's like you can't really like and then to be real with you, like Timbaland not really moving right now.
Okay, I told you I would argue with you in the first place.
Hit-Boy been tearing shit up.
I'm not arguing with you. If you feel Hit-Boy is better,
I think they're comparable. I think what's the other kid's name? Remember Hit-Boy and somebody did a battle? What's the other kid's name?
Boy Wonder.
Like Boy Wonder is amazing, bro.
He is.
Boy like those Wonder niggas are amazing in their time. It's like how could you so like to you what just puts Timbaland over these people?
I'm not arguing. Why you trying to debate me, bro? I said I was asking do we agree? And you said no, so that's cool. It's like I'm not trying to force my opinion on you. I'm not trying to force it. To tell you that Tim is better. I'm not trying to do that. I just thought it would be that we would agree on that, but apparently we don't.
Niggas in Paris.
It's no point to like debate about that. Like so that's just opinion when you go there.
I feel you. I mean, you know, it ain't really much of a to me, it ain't even a debate. It's more so like it's hard to even have that conversation because it's two completely different eras of producers producing, and this new nigga is getting crazy in his time, and Timbaland got crazy in his time. It's not really a conversation to even have because you can't even have it on fair grounds. Like the affinity we have for the records that Timbaland made and the people that he made them with, like you're gonna view that in a certain, especially since that was like your heyday, you're gonna view that in a certain way. And this shit that Hit-Boy is making, the people who like live this music are gonna view Hit-Boy shit in a certain. So it's just a tough conversation to have. But I'm gonna say that Hit-Boy is one of the ones of his day for a fact.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
For a fact. Where you at, Cardo?
I'm trying to find the name of this show because Netflix doesn't have the
I look for TV it too.
Series no more. The dude's name is I know the guy who used to host the show was the fat nigga Doughboy that was on All Def Comedy Jam.
Mm-hmm.
All Def Digital?
Yeah, so I'm trying to see if I can find a list of shows that he worked on. Oh, it's called Traffic Jams. Okay. On Traffic Jams, a rapper and a producer will climb into the backseat of an SUV, and as the car crawls through Los Angeles traffic, the pair will be tasked to create an entirely new song before their arrival at their final destination, where hundreds of fans will be awaiting.
Oh, this happened this year. This came out this year?
Nah, this came out like a few years back, 2017.
Oh, I'm looking at something completely different.
I see the nigga right here. Will they play a video of it? Whoever this nigga is right here. Fuck it, I seen your screenshot. Whoever this nigga is right here, I'm pretty sure I could have just read the fucking thing and it would have told me, but this nigga right here, I've never seen anybody do that before. What I was telling you guys as far as like making a beat off the top of his fucking head.
Was it Hit-Boy?
I don't know if that's Hit-Boy or not. I can't tell you what Hit-Boy looks like. Hit-Boy can run and sock me in the face and I wouldn't know. I'd be like, this nigga socked me in the face, y'all. whoever's part of 808 Mafia, that nigga?
That's outside.
Okay, it's that's outside. All right.
That's the nigga that fuck with Young Miami from City Girls. Southside, yeah, that's Southside, bro.
That nigga, I've never seen anybody do music how he made music. He literally did that shit in his head. He said, oh, okay, you need a beat, T-Pain? All right, 16, 17, 22, 32, such and such. Bam. And handed that nigga a beat, and that shit knocked. Like, I was like, hell no. Are you serious? He's like, yeah, I do that shit all the time. Like, he was like, I just know this shit so well like that. And to me, that's like, that's some otherworldly shit. Like, it's dope that you can go and find a sound and then tweak it and do things and turn it into some other shit. But when you can literally just fucking use numbers to make a fucking song, that's so fucking wild to me.
Southside responsible for some records, boy. Them niggas, them 808 Mafia niggas. Them niggas turned the game up, bro. A nigga from 808 Mafia produced March Madness.
Bro, did he?
Hell yeah, Tarantino. 808 Mafia. 808 Mafia. Lex Luger is the one. Y'all remember Lex Luger? He had BMF and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, Lex Luger is the one. Him and Southside started 808 Mafia. But Southside got some placements, bro. Southside got Tats on My Arm for Wale. What else is he got? Illest Motherfucker Alive for Jay-Z and Kanye. He got some shit.
I seen that nigga before. Didn't he threaten to shoot somebody recently? I remember that.
He wanted to fight Kodak Black. And he was talking about Lil Uzi recently.
Okay.
Lil Uzi was on
I know he was saying something violent. Mm-hmm. He was saying something violent about Lil Uzi.
They used to have the whole goddamn thing on Spotify. I don't even see the section to watch Spotify videos. I forgot about it.
He did fuck up some commas. He did Monsters. Monster for our Future. He did Trap Niggas for our Future. That nigga did Slave Master, Rotation, Stick Talk, Blow a Bag, Rich Sex. Like, this nigga got some placements, dog. He did Digital Dash, I'm the Plug. Oh, my God.
They got the performance. See, I don't want to see that. I want to show y'all these niggas in the car, because when he did that shit was just so fucking amazing. The E-40 one was crazy, too. Well, Willie
Weebalize, that was a really good... Weebalization. Capizzle, D-Dizzle.
Truly badass, man. Well, that's it for that. I can't find the shit. They don't have it on fucking Spot. Why did Spotify get rid of that? Who the fuck owns that now? This nigga in there cooking side spaghetti and shit.
You damn skippy.
That's what we had to talk about. How much time we got on this motherfucker? Darius talking about fucking spaghetti is a what do you say? You eat that with hamburgers?
It's a sad dish, nigga. What the fuck?
You got 10 minutes.
Spaghetti's a fucking sad dish.
So you eat spaghetti with hamburgers?
Yes, nigga. Why is niggas keep saying that shit like it's amazing or something? What the fuck?
Yes. Ricky, what's up with your man, bro?
That nigga fat with diabetes. That's all I'm hearing.
I don't have diabetes. I don't have none of that, bro.
You got the Murder Mook bars, nigga. That's what you got. You got diabetes.
I'm more hypocritical than a dying hippopotamus.
That nigga said he eats spaghetti. Like, I don't understand that shit. Can you explain to me why you would even want to do that?
Where I'm from, that's what we do. It's not like in Chicago, that's what we do. We eat spaghetti. Spaghetti is a sad dish. Like, you fry chicken, you might cook spaghetti with it. It has some broccoli or something.
I'm going to be honest. I've seen that done before.
This is what I'm talking about. Like,
you told me, nigga, you said.
Barbecue, you might have some ribs, some chicken, you have some spaghetti on the side.
But you said something. You said a hamburger, nigga.
Even, like, anything with the cookout. Like if y'all barbecuing or something, if it's a hamburger... Like, let's say you only want a burger. You get a burger, you get a scoop of spaghetti on the plate too. With it, and eat it.
Nah, bro.
Can't do it. Y'all Filipino. That sounds like some Filipino shit when you go to Jollibee's I know you don't know what Jollibee's is, but that's how they eat at Jollibee's. They eat everything with spaghetti, and them niggas is weird too. So yeah,
it's a nigga Ricky racist.
Spaghetti with everything. That's what we do.
That's California.
And that's, maybe and there actually, is, that's there why is, being coach.
There is, might that, have there is that nigga Ricky racist.
That might be what being coach understand because like Chicago and Mississippi is like is definitely connected. Like my family, my whole family is from Mississippi. They just moved to Chicago. Came from there. So maybe that's just like a like something that's in that line from Mississippi to the Midwest.
So y'all like Mississippi giving y'all chicken and spaghetti.
You ain't fresh spaghetti before.
Oh my god, this nigga Ricky racist.
I'm not racist, though. Like, I'm trying to make sense of this. Like, where did that come from?
It just don't make sense, bro.
You never ate fried fish with spaghetti.
Hell no. What the fuck would I want?
I've also seen that. I've seen it done before, man. I cannot lie and say I've never seen it done before. We don't do it, though.
You one day be like, what the hell have I been living? I don't know what the fuck I've been doing in my life. How did I not know?
Cardiac arrest eating that shit. That shit ain't good for you.
I don't understand. Why do you be thinking like that's so much fattening than other stuff that people eat? Like,
okay, Darius, what kind of spaghetti do you eat?
About that.
Are you talking about noodles and sauce? Is that the spaghetti you guys eat with the fish?
Yes, spaghetti. Yes.
So it's just noodles and sauce. That's it.
Well, it depends on how you make your spaghetti. If you had noodles,
he asking you specifically.
Oh, majority of spaghetti is gonna have meat, sauce, and spaghetti in the noodles all together.
I can't eat fish with that. That's weird to me. Like, I don't want those condiments. Well, not condiments, but I don't want my sauce touching my fish and everything. That's a no-no.
Yeah, I know people like that. I know people that like that don't like multiple things touching on their plate.
I understand it, but I'm just saying like. They act like, well, I can't say that because it's weird to me that for me, people were saying no. Like, I'm looking at people like, what the fuck? Where are y'all from? Like, because, well, everybody here, it's not one person. If you ask anybody in Chicago, they say it's a sad dish. Everybody, it's not one person.
So when y'all go to KFC, are y'all able to get spaghetti
at KFC?
Well, no, the reason why I ask is there are places where there's regional things like that, where things in the region, you can go, man. And they make exceptions. That's why I'm literally asking, like...
You know what it is, Ricky? It was a sect of slaves that didn't know they was free, and they were still eating that bullshit. And then once the whole...
Spaghetti ain't no slave food.
I'm about to say spaghetti bullshit.
Ricky, you are ass... Man, fuck you, man. I'm done with this shit, man. Fuck y'all niggas. Nigga stepped on my shit, nigga. Nigga gonna step on my shit like that, nigga.
Oh, so that's your shit? Because a minute ago you said it was my shit and I was racist.
Nigga, I was about to say something stupid though, nigga. You gotta let me say it.
Oh, you ain't giving him assist, bro.
That nigga cut my shit off, nigga. That nigga said
he was looking for the Ollie Hoop.
No, this nigga was trying to set me up. I was gonna go like, yeah, damn. He was gonna like, see that nigga's racist, y'all. Like, no, he ain't set me up for that shit.
That nigga Ricky wanted to get up out of that bag real quick. He was like, well, really? That ain't even slave food. Like, nigga, shut up.
This nigga Dan was trying to have me look like Nick Young when he shot the 3-pointer and turned around and that shit air pulled.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that shit fucked me up all day. I didn't know, bro. Like, it's so normal for me. I just in my mind, I thought everybody did that. I was so confused. I'm like,
I didn't trust it when Bayo came on the post randomly. It was like, yeah, we do that in Ohio too. And I was like, well, nigga, you eat food.
Yeah, maybe it's just the Midwest.
That nigga Bayo been discovering new foods and shit. He mad at people for not telling him about Mofongo and shit. I was like, nigga. You how you gonna tell somebody about fish and spaghetti?
Right? What the fuck is a mofongo?
I don't know, nigga.
I've seen pictures of it. I never heard it.
That nigga was upset. That nigga was upset that somebody didn't tell him about it.
It was ozone he was upset about, but what the fuck is a mofongo?
I'm looking at it right now.
Meat that you like, some type of like. I think like some type of soup stuff that you scoop up with bread.
It says, good. It says mofongo is a Puerto Rican mashed plantain.
Okay, that's
what. So it's a banana.
Are plantains bananas?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Well, okay.
Yeah, plantains pretty much. Plantains are fire though. Motherfuckers fire.
You have to cook them. You can't eat them raw. Them shits is disgusting.
Yeah, no, not raw. But I'm talking about cooked. Yeah.
I posted a picture of a mofongo in the chat.
Yeah, well, you can keep that shit. I don't know goddamn mofongo.
You looked at it?
No.
It don't look bad, bro.
That's what that is. Maybe I had mofongo mixed up with something else. But I'm thinking about that.
Nigga, that shit got period blood on it. I don't want that dropping period blood.
You
got me fucked. Yeah, I had mofongo switched up with something else.
That nigga Darius said, yeah, I had mofongo in the bedroom.
A little Puerto Rican
Gino. Who said that? I said that. I'm confused. Did I say that? Yo, I done ate some Puerto Rican bitches, but I never ate the whole bottle. Because I definitely ate some Puerto Rican business.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I think that's the show, man. I think that's it. That's it, bro. That's it. We had a rough takeoff, but I think we good now. I think that's the show.